הורני אדוני דרכך, ונחני באורך מישור, למען שורריי. Show me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my watchful foes. There is a 3-mile dirt path circling the lake where my daughters and I like to walk almost every day. Along the lake are small private beaches where people fish or swim or put their rowboats and paddleboards in. I love this lake because it is really a clean, beautiful spot, and no motorized boats are allowed. It is peaceful and colorful, with Queen Anne's lace, pickerel weed, flowering rushes, cattails, and various tall grasses, as well as mature trees. The only sounds are those of children yelling in excitement when they catch a fish, dogs barking, geese flying overhead, and the symphony of crickets, bees, and cicadas. The walk around the lake takes us about 45 minutes, except when I go alone in the evenings and watch the sunset.
Horeini Adonai Darkecha, Unecheini Beorach Mishor, Lema'an Shorerai, Lema'an Shorerai.
This week has been a little stressful. I say a little because I have just gotten back from a long walk around Crandall Lake, which lowered my anxiety and put everything into perspective. Before my walk, I was feeling somewhat overwhelmed. And when I say somewhat, I mean I was kind of feeling like I was going to flip out. I'm sure many of you know exactly what I was feeling. School started online for 3 of my kids this week, and my own classes with the Olive Ordination Program started as well. As if that is not enough, it is also that time of year again. We clergy types are always running around like chickens with our heads cut off, trying to prepare for the impending holiest, most important time of the Jewish year. And this year, we are trying to modify everything we have ever done so that it can work online, which is a creative challenge, even for those of us who are artistically inclined and technically able.
Horeini Adonai Darkecha, Unecheini Beorach Mishor, Lema'an Shorerai.
It seems like every year is a bit crazy right about now, but this year is above and beyond. Above and beyond also because, on top of my own personal stresses, we are in the midst here in the U.S. of a crazy historic election, global pandemic, wildfires, hurricanes, and protesting for equal rights and for policing reform. It's all in the mix. Actually, as I say this, I'm astonished how effective that long walk was for me. Exercise is kind of God's miracle for many of us. Show me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my watchful foes. Oh man, do I need a level path right now? Do I feel like I have some watchful foes out there? Yes, yes, I do. So I will take us back to Crandall Lake, to my walk, to my favorite part of the trail, where it turns sharply to the right and leads me up a hill that overlooks the lake in pretty astonishing beauty. Someone else apparently also likes this spot because they put a bench there, in the perfect position to watch the sun set over the still water and allow anyone who has timed it perfectly to find peace as the lake is taken in twilight. After the sun sets in the darkness, the path can become a challenge to navigate. There have been times when I have lost my balance a bit, stepping on a rock or into a small hole as I try to see in the moonlight. I have found that as I take this walk more and more, I know where some of the problem areas are, and I've been able to avoid the pitfalls of nights before. And sometimes I manage to find a rock or a rough area that I have avoided in the past. So my method of avoiding bodily harm is to take things slowly. I don't hurry to get back to my car. I carefully feel the ground under my feet and take my time as I descend the hill. I allow the world and the darkness around me to provide clues. The lapping of the water on one side and the crickets on the other give me a sense of where the path is and where the ridge descends sharply to the lake. If I can feel the tall grasses against my hand on the side away from the lake, I know I am not wandering too close to danger. Show me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my watchful foes. In the world of change, of stress, anxiety, catastrophe, it is easy to be distracted and lose our way emotionally and spiritually, to lose hope and vision. But God provides us methods to regain calm, to pace our steps, avoid pitfalls in the darkness, and clues that we are on the safe side of the path and not in danger of wandering too far over the ridge and into treacherous waters. A lot of the problems of the world right now are beyond our control. Just as we cannot determine the timing of the setting of the sun or completely avoid sections of the path that are rough with rocks, uneven and uncertain in poor light, there isn't a lot we can do as individuals in the immediate future concerning a global pandemic, a government that lacks skill and competence to lead effectively, natural disasters that destroy our homes and sometimes result in injury and loss of life, and the injustices of systemic racism. But we can call upon God to show us the righteous way, to direct us to the path that is smooth, and to provide us with balance as we navigate the rough patches. If we walk it slowly, trusting in the assurances God gives us that we are indeed where we should be, the lapping of the water on one side and the tall grass on the other, or perhaps knowing to stay on the side of justice and kindness, peace and mercy, and to stay away from the side of fear and shame, selfishness, anger, and hate, then we will know we are on the way of God, the path of Tikkun. Show me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my watchful foes.